Good morning, Audio Boo.
I just made a little bit of a discovery, actually, quite by accident, to do with the Audio Boo app on Android. You know, I'm not going to start moaning about it again. I actually just made a discovery which I think pinpoints one of the problems I've been having, and which is... when my Android phone goes from Wi-Fi to 3G, it always seems to have a little bit of a time figuring out what connection to use. So, for example, just now I was at home, and of course it was on Wi-Fi to do internet-y stuff. And then I'm just out now walking the dog, and when I open the Audio Boo app, the phone was a bit confused. It hadn't actually automatically signed up on the 3G. So the phone was a bit confused about whether or not it had a connection. So then when I went into the Audio Boo app, my account in Audio Boo was unlinked because, of course, there was no internet connection for the Audio Boo app to check whether the account was linked or not. So that, to me, that's been a problem I've been having for a while, and suddenly now, through just accidentally, just through a sudden observation, I've realised why it does it. So, I guess in some respects, it should be a slight apology, I guess, because that particular problem isn't really to do with... the Audio Boo app as such. I think that particular problem is to do with how the Android phone actually operates. And I'm sure that's probably something that's been a bit of a nightmare for Mark and his team to figure out and get around. So that's something I've observed with it now. I guess I can, maybe now I know why that problem happens, I can kind of think about fiddling with settings and whatever to see if it will actually sort it out. But what I really wanted to talk about in this Audio Boo was what I was involved with last night, which was really, really interesting. Listley Conference Cork. I had kind of a last minute invitation because I happened to be talking about another project with Paul O'Mahony and Jane Boyd and a few others last night, and then it turned out Paul was kind of hosting this Listley conference where Nick Kellett, who's the one of the co-founders of Listley, they were all kind of getting together, Paul with some of his friends and colleagues there in Cork, and Nick was going to kind of swing in through Google Hangouts, and they had a plan to actually broadcast some of the meeting on Google Hangouts as well. Then we suddenly realised it would be really beneficial for all of us if Jane and I were there too on Google Hangouts. It actually turned out that Jane kind of initiated the hangout and did the live on air thing, and then I joined a bit later on once I'd put my daughter to bed and stuff. And it was really a great hour to spend online, just talking about different uses for Listley. I wrote a blog post as well right afterwards, listing one of the uses that we did right there, actually, which was during the meeting, or during the conference, both Paul and Nick made a list of the people who had actually attended. And there wasn't loads of us, there was about 10 of us. But that list really became useful for me because, you know, I then... Because after we all finished talking, I hadn't really had the chance to kind of exchange details with people of where they are online and stuff. And I mean, I know we all find each other on Twitter, but it was really good that while we were doing this little conference, that, you know, Paul and Nick both tweeted the list of people who were attending. So then afterwards, I was able to go in and just look at the list and see who was there, because there were people I'd not met before. And now, of course, we're following each other on Twitter and online. And we're actually able to keep in touch after the event, which is really, really great. So to me, that seemed like really one useful way to use Listly, with regards to doing these little, you know, of course, if you're doing a big, big event, you kind of, you know, people register to come and all that kind of stuff. But within those big events, you often have little kind of on-the-cuff events, little spur-of-the-moment events where people are getting together and talking and stuff like that. Or even, you know, through associating with people online, suddenly you know, with this Google Hangout technology, you can suddenly decide to have a hangout with a group of people to talk about a particular topic. And that can happen quite spontaneously. So to me, one of the great uses of Listly is to have those kind of spontaneous meetings, and then while the meeting's actually going on, someone jumps onto Listly, can make a list of people who attended. Maybe within that list too, you can make a list of some of the links and resources that people talk about. So suddenly, one of these lists on Listly can become a really useful resource for everyone involved in a particular project or a particular thing. And of course, the great thing is lists can grow. So, for example, if whatever you've spoken about, whatever kind of spontaneous hangout you've had or spontaneous online event you've had, once you've made that list, if you decide to do it all again, or you decide that there's things that are going to go on after that event, perhaps the whole thing turns into a project that you develop, that list can grow along with the project. So it becomes a place where everyone can throw stuff, because you can crowdsource these lists. Once someone starts one, anyone can submit stuff to a list. So it becomes a great place to kind of crowdsource and put together information that's interesting for everybody. But also interesting for people who kind of come across it. And, you know, complete lists are tweetable or shareable on Facebook or whatever. Just one listing on a list is also tweetable on its own. And I have to say that the whole idea of starting a list like that and agreeing that it's a central kind of repository for information about the people that attended something, and also all the links and blog posts and relevant information that people kind of accumulate during an event like that. Listly becomes a great place to kind of put it all in one place. And the great thing about that is because Listly lists are embeddable, so I can then take a list and embed it on my website. As the list gets updated, it just updates automatically on my website. So it really is a fantastic tool. And I certainly realised or were presented with some new ideas and some new ways to use Listly out of the Listly Conference Cork event last night. So, huge thanks to Paul and also Nick and Jane and everyone who was there. Can't remember Becky, I can't remember everybody's names because there were just people there who I hadn't come across online before. But we're all keeping in contact now, thanks to a list. So I will learn people's names off the top of my head, the more and more we get to know each other online, which is really, really great. So, that's what I got from the Lisley conference last night from Cork. And also, you know, really great use of Google Hangouts, I think. And I can't wait for the on-air feature to come to Denmark. I can so see myself using it a lot. So please, Google gods, praying to the Google gods. On-air Hangouts should hit Denmark very, very soon, because I certainly would use it, and I know a lot of people who would too. All right, gonna go, and I will see you later.